On the KSRO live line with us is this morning, Dr. Robert Eiler from SSU. He is the director of the Center for Regional Economic Analysis. And Dr. Eiler, glad to have you here this morning.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Very good to have you. So I have to admit that when I knew that you were going to give the economic outlook, that is, for the North Bay after the fires, I braced myself wondering what would come. And when you delivered your address on Friday, it sounds like the situation is not as dire as many of us would imagine.
Yeah, it's correct. And the way to look at it is sort of short-term versus long-term. In the short-term, it's going to look dire because the visuals are going to be the same for some time. The speed at which rebuilding will take place might be slower than everybody either wants or expected. But once it gets cranking and people, you know, start to see the houses going back up and the commercial properties being rebuilt, or at least the debris cleared, it'll help give a sense of recovery in a more complete way.
Yeah, so when you start digging into the numbers, it actually could be a good thing for the economy. You say every $1 billion spent on rebuilding in Sonoma means almost 8,000 jobs.
Correct. And the way to really view that is that if it just got spread over, you know, let's say 9 years of $9 billion worth of recovery, you'd have sort of 8,000 jobs supported over those 9 years. So each billion is really about, you know, how it's put into the economy at one time. Probably $2 billion would be not many more jobs, but would be much more speedy rebuilding. But yeah, I mean, there's kind of a dubious positive impact, unfortunately, on the other side of disasters.
So what about when we're talking about the short-term effects of the fires, Dr. Eiler, what about the immediate loss of jobs? What about the number of people who decide not only not to rebuild, but to leave the county altogether?
So on the loss of jobs piece, the key is we still don't have a really precise data to suggest how many people either lost their job, walked away from their job because their home burned down and they left the area. That data will come out over the summer, unfortunately. It takes a while to get that precise data. But what I did on Friday was basically show the worst case scenario is that we probably would lose about 3.5% of our economy in the short term. And in the long term, assuming that there's excess demand to live here, we would see a lot of those people and those workers come back.
But can we find enough workers, specifically like in construction, get all of the jobs done?
Yeah.
So that the real key here, folks, is the coordination of a lot of different forces at one time to get this done. So it's going to be a coordinated effort of local businesses, local workforce development, including education, the unions, the suppliers of construction, and local government, all kind of working as a team. And Rebuild North Bay intends to bring all those pieces together. But yes, one of the biggest challenges will be how do we have consistent labor force to provide consistent building momentum over, you know, a few, even maybe 5 to 7 years, just to get the job back to square. That's going to be the big initial challenge for sure.
Definitely. A lot of people working on it and have been for a long time. One of the other things I found fascinating about your presentation, Dr. Eiler, was the in a worst case scenario, the amount of money that could be lost in the short term to our economy when you compare it to the overall money that's taken in by this county, certainly in tourism dollars, et cetera. It does feel a little more like a drop in the bucket.
Well, and this is really the key, and, you know, being an economist, sometimes it sounds more cold-blooded than it is, but it really boils down to the idea that while it's amazingly tragic what happened, it's not as large an amount of the total economy as it may have seemed at the time or still in sort of our memories in lingering ways seems. So what I try to do is at least frame up the basic data as best we can right now. And again, we don't have precise data. I sort of did a hypothetical to say this is maybe the worst case. It's relatively small, but not any less tragic.
And is that
we have to get moving on.
Is that limited income in large part because the wine industry itself lost very little on a percentage basis because of the wildfires? And that's our main tourism thrust?
Yeah, well, in just thinking overall economics, the wine industry, the tourism industry, all other industries, the focus of the fires were really, unfortunately, on housing.
Yeah.
So the other parts of the economy were left relatively unscathed, and hence, from an economic standpoint, the effects are relatively small. The key is that they will linger unless we do the right things in the short term to then recover in the long. And that's the labor market question that you asked earlier is really the crux of how we get this done.
you know, you are an economist. You mentioned that. But you did also have business leaders speak at the Economic Outlook Conference. What did they have to say?
They said a very similar story in the sense that they're already in the mode of rebuilding and reallocating resources and looking at a relatively short-term recovery period where they're back and cooking forward. You know, the general sentiment is that it's still casts a shadow, and until we are beyond that shadow, businesses are going to be thinking about it. But by the time the summer comes around, if we have people come back in the normal routine in terms of tourism and the wine industry, that shadow will get smaller and smaller, and we'll be moving on. So that's the key right now, is just to kind of get through this and get to another tourism season and another year gone by where we actually see that it really was not a large economic deal, but there's still going to be a lot of people affected.
I was just going to ask you, Dr. Eiler, when would your next, you know, economic outlook be presented? When would you expect that to happen?
Well, we do it every year sort of in late February, early March, as far as this sort of synthesis between the North Bay Business Journal and Sonoma State University. I'll be speaking, you know, throughout the summer and the fall. And once the data go live, we're going to probably have some event in the fall somewhere where I'll be speaking and providing what we think is sort of the official labor market effects of the fires.
Yeah, I would think it would be an important time to pay attention to all of that, and I'll look forward to it. Dr. Eiler, thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you.
That's Dr. Robert Eiler. He is the director of the Center for Regional Economic Analysis, presenting his statement on Friday about the state of our economy post-fires. And better news than we thought.